We have the fourth verse today of the Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavak. We can start. Tadit Suvana Champaka Pradipta Gora Vikrahe Mukha Prabha Parasta Koti Sharadendu Mandale Vichitra Chitra Sancharach Chakora Shavalochane Kada Karisyasiyamang Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam Kada Karisyasiyamang Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. Actually, we had this yesterday. So we have to go to text 5. Madon madati yovane pramodamana mandite priyanuraga ranjite kalavilasa pandite ananya danya kunja raja kama keliko vide Kada karisya siyamang Kripa kataksha bhajanam Kada karisya siyamang Kripa kataksha bhajanam. You, O Radha, are intoxicated with the beauty of your own youth. And you are always adorned with your preeminent ornament, your delightful sulking mood, mana. We will hear about this a little later, how this mood gives somehow great pleasure to Krishna. You take delight in your darling's love for you. And you are the most expert in the art of loving situations. In the incomparable realm of the wonderful kunyas, you are the most learned in all of the novelties of love. O Srimati Radhika, when or when will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance? O Srimati Radhika, when or when will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance? So this verse depicts Srimati Radharani as Nikunya Vasini, the one who lives in the Nikunyas. These are the, you can call them like forest houses. They are built by creepers with nice flowers and so on. There are benches. I heard in some Nikunyas they have an inner room where Radha and Krishna meet, where there's a bed for loving pastimes. But outside is a veranda in which the manjaris stay, and sometimes the divine couple comes to this veranda and looks over Vrindavan's beautiful valleys and the Yamuna and everything. So you can call them forest houses. They are like pavilions. These Nikunyas, and Srimati Radharani is the queen of these Nikunyas and most expert in the new things of love. So now we hear about something which happened here in this area. We hear how Krishna breaks Radha's yogurt pot. Srimati Radharani, along with her sakis, used to go out on the pretext of selling milk in the market of Mathura, carrying yogurt and clay pots on her heads. Sri Krishna and his friends would hide along the way. And when Radharani and the gopis approached, Krishna would block their path and speak to them with pleasant words. He would make them put down the pots from their heads and by force eat all the cream from the top of the yogurt. The sakis were harassed by Krishna like this almost every day. One day, they called a meeting and had a serious discussion. Lalita told Radharani, "Oh, Sri Radhike, enough is enough. Every day this most naughty boy Krishna is obstructing our path and eating all the cream from the top of the yogurt. Thus we are unable to sell our yogurt because no one wants to buy it without cream on top. Today we should all go to Mathura by a different path. Today we will go through Shankarikor, a path in between two mountains." You know where this is. That path is very isolated. It is very romantic. It goes in between these two best of mountains. And Krishna will never know. He will be waiting on the other road. And this way we will go to Mathura safely. And Krishna, who is unsuccessful by not meeting us, will be frustrated and go back to his own house. All the gopis like Lalita Sakhi's proposal. "Well spoken, you have well spoken." Radharani and her sakis put the yogurt pots on their heads and started along the new chosen path. But Krishna is omniscient and all cognizant. He knew the plan of the gopis, and instead of waiting on the old path, usually taken by Radharani and her sakis, Krishna went to Shankarikor. Accompanied by his sakas, Krishna climbed on the top of a tree and patiently awaited the arrival of Radharani. Hare Krishna. Meanwhile, all the gopis were proceeding very happily through Shankarikor without any fear or apprehension. Now from the top of the tree, Krishna could see Radharani in the distance. He and his sakas hid themselves more inside the tree and waited there quietly. As soon as Radharani reached there, Krishna came down jumping from the tree and blocked her path. There was a big quarrel between the gopis and Krishna's sakas. Krishna was trying to reach the yogurt pot on the head of Sri Radhika, but she managed to fend off his advances. Sri Radha told him, "You have been eating the cream from our yogurt every day. As a result, the yogurt has not been sold. Oh, Lampata thief, let us pass. It is getting already quite late. We have to go very far to sell our yogurt all the way to Mathura. Don't harass us like this every day." While speaking these words to Krishna, Sri Radha was trying to move around him and proceed on her way. When Krishna saw Radharani continue along the path Without caring about him, he became very angry. Picking up a stone which was lying there, he aimed it at the yogurt pot on the head of Srimati Radharani. He threw the stone, the yogurt pot was hit and broke, and its contents spilled all over the body of Radharani and then on the ground. Sri Krishna and his friends collected the yogurt from the ground and happily ate it, dancing in ecstasy. This pastime took place during the months of Chaitra on Krishnashtami Tithi. Till today, devotees are celebrating this pastime of Sri Radha and Krishna in Varshana. Now, when we hear these pastimes, we think, oh, Krishna, why is he so extremely bold? And, you know, Radharani is not, is always the victim. Krishna always gets what he wishes, and you know, we become like this. But you must know that for Radha, the greatest pleasure is to see Krishna coming down the path. She sees that his smile is like multicolored jewels. How so? The lips are red jewels, the teeth are white jewels, and the cheeks are black jewels. So she sees Krishna as a collection of jewels of beauty coming to her, and she sees how it hears the, how do you say, the tinkling of the anchor bells, which is the most sublime music she can imagine. In other words, for her, I'm reading this in Krishna Kanamrita, she's just longing for the darshan of Krishna. That's all she really cares about, all which is in her mind. And when Krishna comes and takes so much interest in her and her yogurt, it's the fulfillment of her dreams. We hear that many of the gopis chant or cannot sleep just thinking about the point, when will Krishna come and steal our yogurt? It's a delightful mass of beauty and charm and love which they associate with Krishna, and this takes on a whole different dimension, these pastimes, because they are on that level of love. So I wanted to read to you another thing about the peacock form of Krishna. I thought maybe tomorrow, depending on our health, Guru Hari should maybe take us to the peacock temple. We can go with Kirtan there. One day, while staying in Varshana, Srimati Radharani was unable to go to the house of Nanda Maharaj to cook for Krishna. Sri Krishna felt very sad that he would not see Sri Radha on that day, and so he went to Varshana, hoping that he might get a glimpse of her. He climbed to the top of a hill and from there looked upon the house of King Vrishabhanu, expecting to have the darshan of Radharani. But she was nowhere to be seen. Then Krishna started to make a sound like a peacock, calling out to Srimati Radharani. Ooh! When Radharani heard the sound from inside the palace, she could understand that this was not the sound of a real peacock, but the voice of her beloved Krishna. She thought to herself, Krishna is calling out to me, but my mother may come to know it is Krishna and not a real peacock. And so without informing Mother Kirtita, Radha left the palace and went searching for Krishna, following the sound of his peacock call. After some time, Radha was successful. She saw Krishna at the top of the hill, and she met him there. Both of them were in ecstasy. They entered into a cave in a very solitary place. Radharani sat down, and Sri Krishna lay on the ground, resting his head on the lap of Radharani. Radharani was caressing Krishna's body very affectionately while speaking different loving subjects with him. Meanwhile, Mother Kirtita realized she had not seen her daughter for a long time. She became worried and searched for Radharani all over the palace, but Radha was nowhere to be found. In great anxiety for her daughter's safety, Mother Kirtita went in search of Radharani. Seeing her footprints outside the palace, Kirtita followed them to the top of the hill and reached the entrance to the cave, where Radha and Krishna were exchanging loving talks. At the moment Kirtita arrived at the mouth of the cave, Sri Krishna was lying on the ground with his head resting in the lap of Radharani, facing the entrance of the cave. Radharani was meanwhile gazing upon the beautiful face of Sri Krishna and talking with him while affectionately caressing his body. Kirtita all of a sudden entered the cave but could not see Radha and Krishna in the darkness. Krishna, however, could see Kirtita. He knew the cave had only one entrance and that there was no place inside the cave to hide. What to do? When he realized that there was no way to escape, Krishna changed into the form of a peacock. Thus to Kirtita it appeared a peacock was lying on the ground with its head resting on the lap of Srimati Radharani, who was stroking the peacock affectionately and talking to it in a sweet and loving way. Kirtita said, Oh Radha, what are you doing alone in here? I did not see you in the house for a long time and I was very worried. I came here searching for you, following your footsteps. Radharani said, I was feeling bored, sitting all the time inside the house. I came here and saw this peacock, and so I'm just sitting here stroking him. Striking him is actually the word. Mother Kirtita said, It's already noontime. You must be hungry. Let us go back home and eat your lunch. Radharani lifted the peacock from her lap and gently placed him on the ground. She whispered, I see you later. Then, with great sadness, she returned to the palace along with her mother. But again and again she looked back to look at that peacock. There she took bath, ate her lunch and rested. Krishna transformed from his peacock form to his own Shyamasunda form and returned to his house also to eat some lunch. Wonderful, isn't it? Now we will hear how we should stay in Vrindavan. Is that all right? I can see subtly above the head of one of our devotees an image on which he is totally concentrated. It is an image of a human being. This is not how to stay in the dark. The Goswamis and Prabhupada once said, you should stay in Vrindavan like the Goswamis. When the Goswamis were in Vrindavan, they never said, I have seen Krishna. Although they were the most perfect, they never said that, I have seen Krishna. Their prayers were like this, Hey Radhe, Braja Devike, Hey Nanda Suno Kutaha, Hey Radhe, Radharani, Hey Radhe, Braja Devike. Radharani does not remain alone. She remains always with her friends, Braja Devis, Lalita, Vishakha, and other damsels of Vrindavan. So the Goswamis are praying in their mature stage. When they are living in Vrindavan, they were praying in this way. Hey Radhe, Braja Devike, Chalalite, Hey Nanda Suno, Kuta. Where, Radharani, where are you? Where are your associates? Where are you, Nanda Suno, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna? Where are you all? They were searching after. They never said, I have seen Krishna dancing with the gopis last night I saw. Laughter. This is Sahajiya. This is not mature. This is called Sahajiya. Those Sahajiyas take everything very cheaply. Krishna is very cheap. Radharani is very cheap. As if they can see them every night. No, the Goswamis do not teach us like that. They are searching after Hey Radhe, Braja Devike, Chalalite, Hey Nanda Suno Kata Kuta, Shri Govardhana Pada Pada Patale Kalindi Vanyakuta. Are you there under the Govardhan hill? Or on the banks of the Yamuna? Kalindi Vanyakuta, Gosanta Vitisavato, Vajapure, Kedea Mahavivalo. Their business was crying like this, where are you? Where are you, Radharani? Where are you, Lalita, Vishakha, the associates of Radharani? Where are you, Krishna? Are you near Govardhan Hill or are you on the bank of the Yamuna? So throughout the whole tract of Vrindavan, they were crying and searching after them. So we have to follow the footprints of the Goswamis. We should learn how to search out Krishna and Radharani and Vrindavan within your heart. That is the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhajan. Feeling of separation. Vipralamba seva. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling the separation from Krishna. He was falling down in the sea. He was coming out of his restroom or his bedroom and going out at the dead of night. Nobody knew where he was. So that was his searching. This process of devotional service is taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not that very easily we have seen Krishna or seen Radharani in Rasa Leela. No, not like that. Feel the separation. The more you feel separation from Krishna, you should understand that you are advancing. think this is very important when we stay in Vrindavan. We should keep Vrindavan sacred. Yes, we may have our physical problem, or we may have our whatever thoughts we have in our mind. That is natural. We have this body and the mind, and the body and the mind have their different subjects in this world. But whatever are the subjects of the body and the mind, there is a great necessity which we all have. That is our relationship with Krishna, with Radha. And unless we fulfill this necessity, we will not be able to be happy. Even if we have an athletic body which doesn't have to levitate from pain, or we have there will be some problem, or we have a very fulfilling life with a lot of nice projects in our mind, nice relationships, nice this and that, there are bound to appear problems out of the shadow, because you can't have one thing without the other. We always try to have health without disease, isn't it? Or we try to have in relationships only good moments of deep understandings. But deep fulfillment. But there's also a time when even our friends can't help us in relationships. It's not possible. So we should save Vrindavan. We should keep Vrindavan sacred for our search for Radha and Krishna, no matter what comes in the body and the mind. These are words which, for the first time in my life, I'm starting to realize, and I'm therefore very grateful to my levitation problem. Hare Krishna. So let us end our class now by lovingly calling out Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Yeah. It's nice to hear these. We are reading from this book, Radhika. Glories of Srimati Radharani. But don't worry, we are happy that you are, please don't.